10th parak of Kalim 6 Mishnah Chavish Nikva Sesmur Shemarim, a jug that got a hole in it and it was stopped up by the crushed peels and pits of the grapes. Itzilua, it still prevents the tumah from coming in because the hole was stopped up. Pokebizmoya, if you stopped it up with a branch, so Achi Merechman at Stotem, you have to smear around with the sealant from the sides because it's not a perfect fit. Oyu Shnaim, if there are two branches, twigs that were stopping up the hole, Achi Merechman at Stotem, it's not enough to smear around it. You have to do also smear between them because there's a small gap in between the two branches. Nesu Shunosin Apitano, a piece of wood, a wood board which is on top of a tana, in Mirechman at Stodim Hitzil. If you also smear it on the sides, it protects the tumma from coming in. Or Yushnaim, the two boards, then actually Mirechman at Stodim, Beinesel Chaver, the same idea, it's enough to smear around it, you have to smear between the two pieces of wood. Also, Mesinim, the Rav says it's talking about that you put little branches. Twigs in between the two boards, two beams. Oy b'shugmin, there's a bark of tree. Ein tzoch l'marech min ha'emsa. For some reason, these things seal off better, and therefore there's no need to smear in between them. Some of the Mefarshim say some type of like a zipper, which closes it. The bottom line is it has to be well sealed in between them, and otherwise the tumah will go through, even if there is some type of cover on it.